reforms to serve Zambia's health system. Government revises 2026 budget amid fuel cost wage pressures. In international news, U.S. and Iran indirect peace talks with Pakistan on ending Middle East conflict.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
Amabe Kalungu Daka with the news in detail. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia president has warned that financing of the health system cannot be ignored because Zambia has long depended on external support for services like TB, HIV and malaria treatment, which now exposes the country to dangerous shocks as the global funding becomes unpredictable. Speaking during the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia Scientific Conference and Annual General Meeting 2026, Association President Dr. Paul Chiwe called on a broader national dialogue on financing reforms with government, the profession, civil society and parliament to develop a long-term roadmap for sustainable, stating that the survival of the system cannot depend on charity. Dr. Chiwe also stressed that the resident doctors remain the backbone of hospitals despite working within systems that ask for more of them than they give back, and warned that divided doctors are easier to ignore while organized groups are harder to dismiss. He outlined the 5 key advocacy points for the year: a credible time-bound plan to absorb unemployment doctors, payment of outstanding allowances owed to doctors, commencement of financing reforms to reduce external dependence, a platform to develop medical professional empowerment, addressing home and rationale and transparent merit-based systems for promotion. And Dr. Chiwe also noted that many specialists were awaiting a promotion are still paid as general medical officers, calling this unfair and demotivating for doctors serving in specialist capacity. He emphasized that science, innovation and workforce strengthening must not remain conference language but become a basis of action, with investment in postgraduate training and research pathways for young doctors.
For too long, Zambia, our system depended on external support for essential services such as TB, HIV and malaria treatment. That support we appreciate, and in many instances, life-saving. We've seen strides that have come with the external funding, but it has exposed us to dangerous reality like we are seeing at the moment. When financing decisions are made elsewhere, then our system becomes vulnerable to manipulation by the external funders. We are now living through a period which global health financing is becoming more uncertain. Donor priorities are shifting.
Meanwhile, Health Minister Dr. Alex Takwe has called on all stakeholders to play their part in building a brighter future for Zambia's health system, emphasizing that resident doctors are architects of the country's healthcare future. Dr. Katakwe pledged to invest in healthcare infrastructure, recruitment and retain health workers, and support research and innovation, while stressing the importance of domestic resource mobilization to maximize health allocation. He also encouraged health workers to engage patients, spiritually noting that 65% of patient outcomes depend on faith and belief, and challenged doctors to pursue excellency in service.
Together, let us build a health system that is resilient, innovative, equitable, and future-ready. Let us build a health system that every Zambian can be proud of. Let us build a brighter future for Zambia. I believe in excellency. Whatever you do must be excellent, because we serve an excellent God. And one day, by the grace of God, serving through this ministry, I want to sit back when I exit that seat and said, I did my best and I stood out as a champion. That is my goal. So I set the goal. People should say, he was the best minister of health. That is the goal. Even you in your workplace, people should say, he was the best doctor who ever attended to me.
The Zambia Police Service has denied claims that its recent staffing recruitment exercise is secret and lacked transparency, saying it was necessary to fill vacancies left by retirement, attribution and resignations. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says internal advertisements were issued to qualified civilian employees, giving them a chance to transition into a regular police establishment. Mr. Chilabi says several positions were also offered to candidates of the 2023 recruitment awaiting list and individuals with technical and trader skills. He says the exercise aimed at strengthening manpower capacity, especially for the upcoming national assignments. Mr. Chilabi says internal recruitment and replacement are common in public institutions. He says this exercise is different from the regular recruitment, which is widely advertised to the public and is yet to be conducted. Mr. Chilabi says the service remains committed to fairness and integrity in its operations.
The Zambia Police Service has noted with concern the public complaints and misconceptions surrounding the recently conducted staffing exercise, particularly claims that the process lacks transparency. We wish to clearly state that due to retirement, attrition and resignation among personnel, the service sought and obtained the necessary authority to fill the resulting vacancies. In this regard, internal advertisements were issued mainly to qualified civilian employees within the service, giving them an opportunity to transition into the regular police or mainstream establishment. In addition, several positions were offered to candidates who remained on the waiting list in the database from the 2023 recruitment exercise, as well as to individuals with essential technical and trade skills.
The cabinet has approved a revised 2026 national budget to address higher than anticipated expenditure caused by Persian Gulf conflict that raised the fuel imports cost and reduced domestic revenue. Government suspended the value-added tax and customs and excess duties on fuel to cushion citizens, but the move widened the financing gap and increased fiscal pressure. In a press statement availed to Millennium Radio News, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says the budget realignment will also accommodate a higher-than-projected public sector wage bill after 2026 salary adjustments and improved conditions of service for public workers. Mr. Mwetwa says Cabinet also approved in principle a Penal Code Amendment Bill to introduce stiffer penalties for theft of stock, saying current punishments are inadequate to deter rising cases. He says during the same meeting, a Vietnamese delegation led by former Minister of Agriculture Dr. Cao Duc Phat briefed Cabinet on Vietnam's transformation from subsistence farming to a leading agriculture exporter following its 1986 Dio Mo reforms. Mr. Mwetwa says Cabinet noted that Vietnam's success in irrigation, rural infrastructure, financing and digital adoption offers practical lessons for Zambia to boost food security, farmer incomes and exports. He says to adapt to these lessons, Cabinet called for elevating cooperation with Vietnam into a formal economic partnership focused on trade, investment, technology, transfer and skills development. Chartered accountant Robert Malasha has emphasized the need for government to enhance budgetary support towards social programs while maintaining a balance with economic development priorities. Mr. Malasha says increased funding to social sectors is critical in supporting vulnerable groups and improving livelihoods, especially in the current economic environment. He notes that programs such as social protection, health and education require sustained investment to deliver meaningful impact to citizens. At the same time, Mr. Malasha has stressed the importance of balancing such expenditure with initiatives to stimulate economic growth and revenue generation. He says government must carefully manage consumption while also implementing measures that strengthen domestic gas resource mobilization to support the national budget. Mr. Malasha adds that achieving this balance is key to ensuring fiscal sustainability and long-term economic sustainability.
because he's caught in a catch 22. That's number one. The items which he seeks to have a supplementary budget for, social cash transfer and the way to do, are very critical.